Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. 12 years. We're celebrating this week the 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the 10th anniversary of our newsletter. Just sent out the 521st edition of the Small Business Advocate newsletter. So thank you for being part of what we do all these years. And thank you to our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, who's with us right now. We've already had our 10th anniversary with Jeffrey. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, our micropreneur expert, the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He is an award-winning journalist and our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
You know, 12 years, that's almost 15 years in radio years.
In radio years. I'll tell you, in radio years, it's 100 years.
It's 100 years, exactly.
Yeah.
You're never older than...
But in television years, it's like 200 years.
Exactly. You're like the James Brown of radio, the hardest working man in radio, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No question about it. That's a good one. I'll take that. James Brown or what's the guy? What was the baseball player's name?
Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken, yeah.
The Iron Man of radio.
Exactly. That's me. Hey, it's good to have you back, Jeff. Thanks for all the years you've given us, all the great things that you've taught us over the years.
It's been great. Thanks for having me.
What you got on your mind today?
Well, you know what? It's something that really gets overlooked as we sort of go through our daily routines, and you and I have been talking about what it takes to land and keep clients and sponsors and the people who make our lives work. And I think that, you know, thank you. Just saying thank you and just having and I don't want to make it sound technical, but having the infrastructure and mindset in place to when somebody does something for you, to take out a card, don't send an email, although an email could be nice, just to take out a little thank you card, fill it out, put a stamp on, hand label it, hand address it, and send it out. And I think that, you know, a lot of people might be listening and say, that's a softy kind of concept. That's nothing. You know, that's not going to win me business. That's not going to make the register ring. You know what? It really does.
You know, Jeff, I thank you for saying thank you. I just did this yesterday. I mean, my audience has got to be saying, what is this, a conspiracy or something? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is a conspiracy. Until we get everybody in the marketplace to acting like they actually appreciate the customers that they have.
Right.
And Jeff, you and I walk around the marketplace all the time, and we don't always get that from people that we give our money to, do we?
Absolutely not.
Is it amazing to you? Are you just mystified by how people will take your money and throw the change at you as you leave? I mean, it's amazing to me. And folks, I'll tell you a great example. I had a customer once that was a big dude, big shot dude. I mean, he was a heavyweight, and I did something that I thought he probably would have think was kind of sophomoric. You know, I did something nice for him that I thought he would think, well, you know, so what? This is nothing. He said, I want you to know how much I appreciated that. He said, you'd be amazed at how many people I do business with never do anything for me.
Right.
Now, so he was like the homecoming queen who nobody asked out on a date.
Right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought about that. I thought, well, this guy's got everything. He doesn't need this, my little gift or whatever. But it touched him.
Right. And he let you know it.
Yeah. And so if it does somebody like that, what's it going to do to Aunt Minnie who comes who drives by your business, you know?
Right. Absolutely. And it's so simple. I mean, it gets back to what Mama taught you.
Yeah.
You know, and whether she learned you well, as they say. And it's really an issue of just taking... It's not a matter of taking the time to do it. You either do it or you don't. I mean, if at this age, as an adult, as a working adult, you don't say thank you, please, and thank you with everything you do, I don't know that it's going to sink in because Jeff and Jim are talking about it this morning. You know, I mean, I think that it's something that really has to be ingrained in your character.
Do you think that our society has lost some of that? Not just the marketplace. You think society has lost please and thank you?
I think society has gained a hard edge. I think that people don't
have we become narcissistic and self-absorbed?
Well, that's another issue, and absolutely we have with Twitter and Facebook and I me my, you know, what can you do for me?
And folks, if you want to live your personal life like that, that's one thing, but in your business, that won't work.
Right, absolutely. You want to turn people off in a heartbeat, just let them know that it's all about you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell people, and you know, little chance to shine a light on Jim, almost every time we hang up from this call, once we've gone off air, he's like, what can I do for you? You know, it's not, you know, we've had our chat, we've done our sort of radio business, and then Jim's always asking, what can I do for you? And I mean, and that doesn't sound like, okay, what's next on the script? Okay, hello, intro, goodbye, what can I do for you? Okay, that's next, check that off. You know, I mean, you can tell when it comes from somebody's, it's ingrained in their character and the way people do things. I think that's what it's all about. And I think as business owners, the other issue is we can do that, and we can, you know, if Mama taught us well and we know to do that, what about our employees? How do you tell an employee to say thank you or to be gregarious?
Here's how. Do you like your job? Do you like getting a paycheck? You see that person walking in the door? They're responsible for it. How do you feel about them?
Greet them. Love them.
How do you feel about
them? Feel wanted.
It's called loving them up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
and I think that's it gets back to, you know, I work from a home office, so I don't have a lot of customers. I have no customers who come in the door. I don't want anyone from Coral Springs listening and saying, hey, you've got customers coming in and have code enforcement show up this afternoon. But, you know, working from home, I have a different batch of customers, much like you, where, you know, we don't see our quote, customers every day. We often have to drive out to see them, but we interact with them daily. And we need to let them know. And whether it's, you know, we're heading toward holiday season, so whether it's getting holiday cards and even personalized holiday cards, or, you know, it's not the gift you give, it's the thought that's behind it. So, you know, it's really putting some thought into it. And frankly, now is the time to start thinking that way, although the holiday is not the only time to thank or remember your clients and your customers. But it's a good reminder now.
You know, and there's something else, Jeff, I want to let people off the hook just a teeny tiny bit. We have a lot going on. There's a lot of stuff in our face. And so it's not always easy to remember to write somebody a note or a card or whatever. Folks, even though people like it when they think that you sat down and took some extra time and personally did all this, they like that a lot. But they also like it when you do something that's automated. There are automated ways to do this, isn't? I mean, in terms of sending a card or something like that, an email or whatever it might be. But there is no way, you can't phone in a face-to-face opportunity to say thank you.
Right. Absolutely.
You can't phone that in. Now, you got to do that. You got to take the time to do that.
We don't do that enough, and that's you know what, and sounding cynical, that's a great business builder too. I've always said, when I get off my butt and get out into the marketplace, because I'm home based and I can do all my work from phone and email.
Yeah,
and
you got to get outside your four walls, don't you?
Absolutely.
Stand by, Jeff. Quick break. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He is our over 10-year member of our Brain Trust in our 12 years on the air. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back.
I don't know why they don't explore. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.